You know, in Britain, you can't publish the rap sheet. You can't even write anything about a person who's been arrested and charged until after the trial. Britain hasn't seemed to go under the waves in that sense. People wait until the case is over with. It offers a protection to the accused. You say it may be over the top. These cases are highly emotional because of the sexual angle. And it's different to have somebody out of prison who may have broken into somebody's house or into 30 people's houses over the years. It's different to have somebody who is a sex offender. There's a terror in society about that that goes far beyond the potential to have your house burglarized. People want to know so they can protect themselves. And the news media feel an obligation to let them know about those kinds of cases. There have been too many cases where ex-offenders, where the charge was a sex offense, have come out of prison supposedly on the right track and within 24 or 48 hours committed another offense, including murder. This is a loaded situation, and if it's over the top and the guy is not guilty, it's too bad. Maybe the conflicting values between society's desire and need to know about these characters and the guy's so-called right to privacy can't be resolved. But I think in sex cases that there's I can understand the alarm in the public. It's obviously not something that's in the Constitution, it's not something that's in any written code of ethics for the news media.
That's kind of the dicey part of this, and I'm guessing it has been in editorial circles as well, because you have certain organizations that say, we're not going to tell you the name. And then, not exactly under their breath, but he said, but he's a convicted sex offender. He lives in Richfield. He drives a black truck, and he once raped a girl in Iowa or something. I mean, how can you sort of have it both ways if you're an editor? Either you're going to delve into somebody's background, or you're going to identify the person, or you're going to kind of tiptoe into his background without identifying the person. I mean, isn't coming just far enough not to name him, but going pretty far, kind of waters down the whole privacy angle.
If a news organization is being so careful as not to use someone's name, they ought to be equally careful in generalizing the background information so that it can't be pinpointed. If they go further than that, they're doing what you're suggesting, and that is having it both ways. That wouldn't seem to be very ethical.